artist Erica Lusto. Here we have your large sculpture of over 2,000 aluminum birds. How did you come up with this idea?
I have been creating aerial sculptures for a number of years. And when I visited the Biggs Museum and saw their new atrium space, I knew that something had to go in that beautiful three-story clear space. And the red-winged blackbird is very typical for this region for agricultural spaces and marshy spaces. So, and they tend to flock together and they give us those beautiful choreographed performances during certain seasons. So I wanted to pick up on that and use the flock as a way to activate that atrium space. But really, the Biggs Museum also needed something outside to say, this is an art museum, to activate and energize the approach to the museum. So the sculpture starts outside and goes into the museum as if it's going through the window.
So you had the idea. Then do you sketch and then make your creation?
I did lots of sketches. I did some Photoshop mock-ups, you know, just taking pictures of the facade of the building, the new spaces, and then superimposing my sketches onto those site photos. And then from there, from those conceptual sketches, I built a scale model, which allowed me to work three-dimensionally at scale and sort of design something that would really work in the spaces.
How long has the process taken?
It's been almost a year and a half in the works.
You say a year and a half in the works, but there's also a process of installing it here at the museum.
The interior flock took about 2 weeks at the beginning of January of this year. And then the exterior portion of the sculpture, the tree, the hill, the birds outside, that took about a month.
I think a lot of Delawareans first came across your sculpture when they attended Dover Days because you were actually still completing it at the time up on a forklift. What was that like?
Well, that was really interesting because usually I'm working by myself, high up in a space. It's quiet, it's isolated, very few people around. And installing the sculpture during Dover Days with thousands of people around, taking pictures and asking questions, it was really a different experience, but really wonderful to get feedback and to be able to answer questions and engage people.
When you look at the installation, what kind of feelings do you have?
Oh, I'm just delighted. I'm so honored to be at the entrance of the Biggs Museum, first of all, and just delighted at the way it looks. I mean, when I see it, I still feel excited about it.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself. What is your background?
Well, I also teach at Westchester University. I'm a college professor, and I teach basic design and three-dimensional design and all levels of sculpture. So I really like working with my students. That I like to think that what I do kind of trickles down to them eventually, and I share with them my experiences.
This is your first permanent installation, but you've done several temporary installations in the state of Delaware.
That's correct. A number of years ago, I did a temporary site-specific installation at the Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts. I was also in a group show where I did a large-scale installation at the Delaware College of Art and Design. And I've done other projects throughout the region and exhibitions, but mostly in an exhibition situation, it's always temporary. I design for a specific gallery space or a particular space. I build a scale model. I build everything on site so it fits in the space and it can't fit anywhere else. And then when the exhibition is over, the artwork comes down and that's the end of the artwork.
But this sculpture isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and something your grandchildren can see.
Exactly. So this is permanent, and it's wonderful because I think it maintains the magic of the ephemeral installations, but we get to enjoy it for a much longer period of time.